Ask Alex today involves Drew. Alex has a straight-up stalker. I can't say he's a straight-up stalker. I think he's just like an awkward social guy that's trying to be really romantic because listen to all the things he's trying to do for people. Buying flowers, dropping them off at work, planted a tree in the girl's yard.
Yeah, that tree is where we're going to find her body buried underneath it here in the next couple weeks because someone like you is as delusional as he is and say he's not crazy because he is.
I'm not saying he's not doing too much, Alex. Yeah, he's calling and I guess he has a photo of her that he got from Facebook, but he obviously, you know what? Women complain all the time that they can't find a man that like is committed to them. This guy is clearly committed to her. Drew has no other women in his life except for her.
Yeah, and his dead mother who he's got in his freezer.
Allegedly. 317-239-1009. You can also get through Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Let's talk to David. David, you think this guy might be a stage five clinger?
Yeah, I had a prior situation with a girl like this, and she did all the same stuff. I worked for a big HVAC construction company, and prior to me getting this job, I had to leave my other job because she would show up to my work.
Ooh.
And I used to work third shift.
Yikes.
And yeah, she used to stalk me pretty bad, just like how this gentleman is doing.
I'm kind of jealous. Like, I mean, I'm sure it sucks too, but I've never had a woman be that interested in me.
Well, it gets to the point when, you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody else and you have this person doing this, it puts a burden on your relationship because, you know, things get thrown out there that aren't actually happening and it just causes friction, you know, if you are in a relationship. But somebody who's, you know, escalating it to taking a picture off of Facebook and putting it on your wall, That's a major sign that you have an issue, man. I'm not trying to be, you know, disrespectful or nothing, but you need to back up because the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to start facing legal issues where restraining orders, lawsuits, you know,
Oh, for sure. Hey, David, man, hopefully things are better, and thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
You can comment on Facebook right now, Radio Now 100.9, or Instagram and Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. If you can't get through on the phone and you really want to talk to us, like Drew, he had to write on Facebook, he said, and it's not the same Drew, he said, I was driving, and I literally pulled over to try and call you guys. The fact that we share the same name is just horrid. I was so mad that he would stalk a woman like that. Go, Alex, go, Alex. Dan said, you should have had this one on Freak Show Friday, straight up stalking that poor woman. Snowflake said, how does he know a grocery she likes? Sounds like he might have been doing more than just planting a tree while she was on vacation. Margaret said, that guy's a stage five clinger, and if I was that girl, I would get a carrying permit ASAP. Yeah, no kidding. Rebecca said, a GPS on her freaking car, hashtag all the nope, hashtag that's, stalker expert.
That's the one thing I said's a little extreme, but everybody else, you're writing these comments, look at you pointing fingers. Really, really judgy for this one, I think, this week for Ask Alex. Let's talk to Kayla. Kayla, what's your thoughts on this?
First of all, I just want to know where this guy says that he's from, where it's totally okay to put a GPS tracker on a woman's car.
Yeah. Like, well, apparently Indianapolis.
He said, I don't know where you're from, but where I'm from, it's okay. No, dude, it's never okay to put a GPS tracker on somebody's car. So I'm kind of really creeped out about that. And he's definitely a stalker, whether you think so or not, and you're trying to be on his side. No, he has a legit problem.
I'm not justifying it, Kayla. Like, I don't think it's acceptable, like if I wanted to when I was dating my now wife, to put a GPS tracker. I think that'd be messed up. But I think the other things, though, are well-intentioned. Like, wouldn't you want a guy to send you flowers every week?
Not if I didn't like him.
All right, I'm just saying, it's like, I hear women complain all the time, like, about how their man does nothing for them.
There's nothing
romantic.
They never
get flowers. Mm-mm. And here we are making Drew sound like, I think he sounds creepier than he really is.
You are delusional. Delusional. Let's read some more tweets. Boss Lady said, please tell me everyone is listening to the Joe and Alex Show right now. This guy's a complete psycho and a creep. Fick Al Sal said, guess the line between stalking and being romantic is too fine for some to actually see it in its entirety. I think she's shading you.
No, here's my thing, and I don't care what you say. Alex, you have an opinion, and you'll stick with it. You're not going to be changed. I try to see both sides of almost everything. There's a few things that I will not, but I'm trying to see maybe Drew's not as creepy as we all think.
Chris says, a tattoo of her name, WTF. I feel so bad for this woman. She needs to call the cops. Hashtag creep. Cassie, just a guess, but I don't think she's interested, bro.
No, and that's what I told him. She's probably not. Jeff's on the Joe and Alex Show. You think Drew's kind of creepy?
Yeah, he is. He is really, really creepy because I used to have somebody like that, and she literally stalked me everywhere I went. You know, I went to the grocery store. She was right there with me every step I took. And I do agree with Alex because if you're doing that to a woman, she's going to consider that, hey, he's creepy. I don't want anything to do with him. You know, yeah. I agree with Alex.
Dude, Jeff, man, sorry to hear about that. Thank you for the call.
Jessica says, I see him being featured in a Murder Monday story in the future.
It certainly could be.
That is what I'm saying.
We actually have a coworker who I swear, like, has a girl constantly after they're no longer together, still stalking them.
Oh,
like
100%.
All the time.
We do?
Oh, we definitely do.
I wonder who it is.
Well, she terrifies me.